It's Friday, January 31st, 2014, and this is the Threat Matrix. I'm your host, Dan Verton, the cyber and national security reporter for FedScoop. The Department of Homeland Security is focusing its attention on a relatively new approach to federal network security known as Critical Application Resilience. The goal is to create a security architecture that mimics the human body's biological response to germs. In other words, if the data doesn't look right or looks dangerous to the health and security of the network can dynamically reposition itself and quarantine the dangerous traffic. Phyllis Schneck, the newly appointed Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity at DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate, described the vision this way during a recent keynote presentation at a government cybersecurity innovation forum.
How do you make the networks like your body? Your body does not have a meaning to fight a cold. If you catch a cold on the plane to San Francisco because the person next to you was coughing, your body doesn't care where it came from. You might be curious, but your body attacks it because it looks like it's wrong. What we want to do is the same thing on our communications fabric. We want our communications to travel with not only information about who sent me and where am I going, or for those geeks in the room, my sequence number and all the packet information, TCP/IP. We would like that one day soon to travel with information about how reputable am I, how dangerous am I, what's been observed, what am I carrying. And we have the challenge of doing that with also implementing measures to ensure privacy and civil liberties. So working with the different communities to figure out what indicators can go there, what indicators can't, what does the process look like, who receives indicators, which ones are right. If you receive, your machine receives traffic and it says this traffic is bad, do you believe it? How do you know the reputability of where it came from? How do you propagate something that's very, very threatening? Because it takes a while to go hop to hop and somebody agrees on that indicator and they send the traffic on and travels with it. These are some hard science problems that we are working on with the community right now, with the private sector.
John Stroyford is the Director of Federal Network Resilience at DHS. He likened the evolving threat and the new cloud-based security model to the natural reaction of a person's hand when it comes into contact with extreme heat.
The risk over this next 10-year period between now and 2025, let's say, is the potential cyber incidents could occur in a way that would degrade, disrupt, or destroy government data and services. The opportunity is that if a cloud and cybersecurity strategy were developed that provided a defensive command and control capability, that the government could reposition itself when specific incidents were occurring. So if we think of how the body reflexively acts when close to an oven, let's say, and you pull your hand back to avoid a serious burn, that kind of repositioning that we envision for defensive cybersecurity would be enough alerts that from the outer reaches of the networks, metaphorically like my hand that's potentially in danger, we could reposition ourselves to avoid the negative impact of attacks.
These are hard science problems, as Schneck calls them, and ultimately they will involve machine-to-machine communications that improve automated defenses from hours to minutes or seconds. Here again, Phyllis Schneck.
When we want to fight botnets and we get that phone call that someone has the fire hose of traffic aimed at whatever sector it is today, one of the things we do is work with that sector and work with the service providers and understand literally the addresses of the machines that are generating it. You all know all this. But that takes time, even with the relationships already set up to know who to call. Pooling together the different blocks of addresses. The bad guys, unfortunately, are not stupid, right? So they change machines. They move addresses. It's not just as simple as knowing it block to block. So we have to make sure that we're on target, and this is just one example, to move that process from days or hours into minutes or milliseconds. And the way to be able to do that is to let machines know that something that's coming at them is bad and let that happen at all different places in the network.
Stroyford said DHS is creating a subunit of its Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program that will focus on critical application resilience. So far, the department has signed memorandums of agreement with almost all of the 124 largest civilian federal organizations and is now working on establishing security services for those applications. Other plans currently underway include automating the software patching process across a wider range of civilian agencies and preparing for a cloud security model where most critical applications are hosted in dedicated clouds. This has been the Threat Matrix. I'm Dan Verton. Thanks for listening.